Once again, thank you, Celine.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay. Okay, I'm glad I can't see anybody because it's really bright. So my name is Celine O'Neill, and I'm a user experience designer. I'm based in Dublin. I work for a really great company called Paddy Power, who are an e-gaming and gambling company. And I've been there for about 3.5 years. And this is my story about becoming a real user experience designer. And I'm not going to spend the next 10 minutes kind of preaching at you guys, anyone that's in UX, about what UX is, or I'm not preaching about your title or your talent. This is really just something that I chose because when I first started out in UX about 3 years ago, what I thought it was then is so completely different to what I now know it is. So there's been huge jumps. And if there's any students or anyone else that's starting out in UX, I think it's really cool, or it would be really cool, if the UX community in Dublin and in Ireland kind of started sharing, you know, a little bit more about the fact that we don't all hit the ground running when we start in this business. And there's no real formal education in it either. So I think the more we share, the better. And it takes time and a lot of mistakes to kind of develop your expertise and your skills. So it doesn't always happen at once. Clicky thing. Okay. So good old Oscar Wilde for a quote. Experience is the name everyone gives to their mistakes. So perfect. Summed it up perfect. Sorry, this is really old school, by the way. I'm going from notes to, like, high tech. So just a little bit where I started out from. I was a front-end developer for about 5 years. I think Eric Keebo are here today, so high fives. So I was about a coder for about 5 years, and a lot of my work involved building websites and device or online services for to make them accessible. So I spent a lot of time kind of thinking about users, different types of users and how they're using devices. So over time, I was really growing towards wondering, you know, I want to know a bit more about design, and not necessarily graphic design, but I want to know a little bit more about user design and how users look at a design and think, yeah, you know, I get it. And I wasn't really doing that as a coder. But what I was doing was I was building up skills that were leaning towards UX anyway. So naturally, I was kind of shifting towards it. I was wireframing and, you know, usability testing and, you know, doing a bit of information architecture. So this was great. I was really heading towards an area that I really liked. And eventually, I get a job in a UX team with Paddy Power. So I went from agency to a really large corporation in my eyes. And I'm there working with the most amount of people and the biggest systems that I've ever worked with before. And I really needed to get a detailed understanding of the people that are building these systems, and I needed to get a really good understanding of the users. And this was big. Agency girl, small. So I proceed to kind of do what any intimidated UX noob would do. I just completely clam up. I wasn't asking nearly enough questions about the systems that I was going to have to design. So was strike one for me, not asking enough questions. And I still have a job, it's not like three strikes or anything. More cool quotes. So the question you're not supposed to ask is the important one. And this is just ridiculous, you know? You know, the best way of finding out about something is to ask questions, right? So these are all in just random order. The second strike for me was hermit design. And maybe this was coming from the code part of me, but for the first few weeks, or maybe even months as a UX designer, I would just throw out wires, you know, day after day, and I designed them in complete isolation. You know, I could throw out a whole website, a prototype, without bouncing it against, you know, a teammate, never mind a product manager. And I was surprised when I looked back and I was trying to remember, what kind of mistakes did I make when I was starting out? And, you know, this is a big one. Like, this is ridiculous. Because you can only do it for so long, because somebody has to sign off your work. And they'll always, somebody else will always notice something that you haven't seen. And you're guaranteed that a client or your product manager will always know something more about the user that you don't, especially when you're starting out. And it's really embarrassing, you know, when you go up and you admit to your product manager, whoever, you've just wasted all of their allocation resource. You've wasted their time really just designing something for you. So I think the reason that I maybe went down that path was because I was afraid of feedback. And maybe I just wasn't fully comfortable working in a large company and taking on so much feedback from so many people, maybe. But over time, this kind of gets easier, and I noticed that, you know, you get better with it. And the better you get at digesting feedback, the better you are at listening. And that's the priceless thing, I think, especially when you're working with a lot of people. Because the better you are at listening, the better you are at having really good feedback sessions. And if you're designing really big products, this is so important, because they're really complex. You need a lot of people to look at it. So you can have really kind of healthy critiquing sessions. And this really allows you to kind of suggest and explore new ideas and faster. Problem solving is another kind of, it's a big part of what we do. So I think when you're doing with people, it happens a lot faster. It's much easier. So third strike for me. I think we have ourselves a theme here, Josh. Funnily enough, UX. It's really obvious, but it happened to me, and for about a year. So when I first started in UX, I actually spent six to 12 months just you know, going through customer logs and talking to customer service agents, so I was making a bit of an effort. But I hadn't had one kind of conversation with the customer, and I hadn't even, like, you know, witnessed an interview or anything like that with the customer. And it's so easy to kind of look back and go, Jesus, you know, that's pretty ignorant for a UX designer. But I think it happens a lot, so I'm willing to kind of confess it. And in reality, I think me and even my team, we really knew that this was a cop-out, because your designs will only go so far. They'll only last so long when you don't have any customer insight on them. And I think we'd seen a trend as well of designs coming back 6 months to 12 months later and having to go back out again. And that can be really kind of demotivating. So me and my team as well, we felt really strongly about trying to get kind of some sort of customer insight process into our design pipeline. And we did it, because we wanted to do better work and we wanted to be proud of it. So we started getting small research products into the design pipeline, and it didn't happen overnight. I mean, it's not easy, because it costs money and it's time, and you mightn't have the skills. But I think if we don't have the motivation to do it, if you're a UXer in a company or if you're in a UX team, if you don't have the motivation to kind of get this type of work done, you know, your project manager isn't going to do it. Your dev guy isn't going to do it. So somebody has to take the lead with this stuff. So I'm kind of quite happy that our team did that and started to kind of do a lot of research. We did some in-house and we hired some agencies. So if you want to talk about research in a corporation, I'd love to talk about it afterwards. So buy-in didn't happen overnight. It's costly, takes time. But I think over time, your product managers or your clients, they really will see the return on investment from you listening to your users. So if I could, this is going to be obscure. If I could do some sort of weird, funky quantum leap back to 3 years ago and go back and say hey to myself, And if I could take some sort of UX hero with me, so I could tag team myself as well. I'd like to have a little chat. And future me isn't very nice to past me. And I'd like to say this. If you continue to ask the minimum amount of questions when you're investigating a design, your designs will fail. 2. Why are you asking half your company or half your department, all of these people that might not really matter, why are you asking them for feedback about your design, the design that you're responsible for and that you're responsible to ensure that the customer can use it? And that's a big one for me. And that kind of leads into the third one. And I really want past me to listen to this one. When you publish designs that you haven't tested with users, you're not really designing a user experience. All you're doing is designing a UI. And that's just really my point about getting customers involved. Thank you.